We continue today with lesson number 27 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos. We are in the ninth perek, and today we will learn the third and fourth Mishnah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. We have been learning about the different kelim, the different vessels in the Beis HaMikdash, which were used as measuring cups, measuring vessels, and came in different sizes, different volume measures. As we proceed in Mishnah Gimel, we will begin to define what each of these kelim, each of these utensils, was used to measure. So Mishnah Gimel begins, Revius mehoiso mishameshes. The vessel, which was the size of a revius, a quarter of a log, what was it used to measure in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Mishnah says, revius mayim lametzora. In the purifying process of the metzora, the pasuk says, vishochat es hatzipor ho'echos. This is a pasuk, vayikro yudalet pasuk hey. You should shecht, slaughter. No, you half an acre. There's no shvuas modeva mixas because ein nishboin al hakarkos. The source for this halacha, which is a familiar halacha to people who study the Talmud, is in this Mishnah, Mishnah Hey of Perek Vov of Shvuas. The Mishnah says, ve'elu devorim she'ein nishboin aleihem. The following objects or materials or properties are those which for which the vias of log, so that the blood will be discernible. You could see the blood in the water. So that was estimated to be the size of a revius, and therefore the vessel which was the size of a revius was used to measure out that water. Number one. Number two, urevius shemen la nozir. When the nozir completes his term of Nazirus, he brings, among other things, chalos and rekikin. And halacha l'moshe misinai, those chalos and rekikin require a quarter of a log, a revius of shemen. In the Gemara, there's an interesting discussion here, because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who's obviously lived and reigned, so to speak, ruled in Eretz Yisrael, he finds this phrase very difficult. Number one, what do you need a revius halug for to be klishores? As far as the revius mayim for the mitzora, that wasn't done in the temple precincts, in the temple courtyard. That was done outside of the yazara, in the gate known as Sha'ar Niknor. So that didn't have to have a sanctified vessel, a klishores. Number one. And number two, Rebbe wondered, the revius for the nazir, well, why do you need a klishores to sanctify that revius of shemen? The revius of shemen became sanctified with the shechita of the ayil of the ram which accompanied the chalos and rekikin of the nazir, not by pouring it into a klishores. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Chiya, who was a Babylonian who came to study in Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, said to Rebbe, wait, I know what the revius was necessary for. It was necessary to measure out the revius shemen for each and every challah of the chavite Kohen Gadol. Remember, the Kohen Gadol brought a minchas chavitin every day, and the Minchas Chavitim consisted of 12 chalos. And the 12 chalos had 3 logan of shemen in them. Half of that was brought in the morning, half of that in the evening. But the total was 12 chalos, 3 logan of shemen. Well, to spread 3 logan of shemen over 12 different chalos, you had to divide each log by 4. So that 4 times 3 would be 12. And the chalos were made singly and individually. So therefore, each challah required a revius shemen.
how else could you measure out the Revius Shemen unless you had a vessel the size of a Revius to use as a measuring cup? When Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi heard this, he said, "Oh, wow, Rabbi Chia, you came from Bovel." And he quoted a pasuk in Yeshaya Memvov, "Me'eretz merchok ish atzasi." The man who gave me an etzah, who gave me good advice, who gave me a good answer for my question, was a man who came from a far away country, from Bovel. In any case, we now know that the Revius measuring vessel was used for Revius Mayim LaMetzora, Revius Shemen LaNazir, and the Revius Halug Shemen necessary for each challah of the 12 challos of the Kohen Gadol's daily Korban Minchas Chavitin. The Mishnah continues, what about the Chatzilog Mehoyo Mishamesh? What was the measuring cup which was the size of half a log? What was that necessary for? And the Mishnah answers, Chatzilog Mayim LaSoto. When water was taken to do the Soto procedure, the pasuk says in Parshas Noso, "V'lokach haKohen Mayim Kedoshim b'chli cheres." Holy water was taken in a clay vessel, and we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Soto that a half log of water was taken from the kior, the special fountain, which was one of the structures, one of the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. So for that, you needed this measure to measure out the water for the soto, v'chatzi log shemen latoda, and also for the lachme toda, for the three different types of matzah for lachme toda, you required a chatzi log of shemen. This shiur, this amount, the Gemara says, is a halacha l'moshe misinai, and that this half log measure was used to measure the shemen for the toda. Here, too, the Gemara brings a dialogue between Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who wonders, what did you need the Chatzilug for? Why did you need a sacred vessel for a Chatzilug? As far as the water in the Kiyar, that was already Kadosh because the water came from the Kiyar. Indeed, the Torah calls that water Mayim Kadoshim. It was already sanctified in the Kiyar. Why is a special sanctification through this klishores of a half-look size necessary, number one? And number two, as far as the chatzish log shemen for the toda, again, the lachme toda do not become sanctified because of the vessel they're placed in. They become sanctified when the animal component of the korban toda is shechted. And what purpose then does the Chatzilug Klishore serve? Here, Rabbi Shimon, who was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's son, there are many Rabbi Shimons, of course, in the Mishnah, but this is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's son, Shimon. He says, wait, as we will see toward the end of the Mishnah, the menorah had seven candles, so to speak, seven bowls for its seven branches of the candelabra of the menorah. And what was necessary was a half lug of shemen for each and every nair. So you needed this half lug measure to measure the shemen to put in each nair of the seven-branched menorah. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said of Rav Shimon, here he couldn't say, oh, this young fellow came from Eretz Merchok, from a faraway Babylonia. No, here he said, Nair Yisroel, you are the light of Israel. You light up the eyes of the wise. Kach hoya, indeed, you are right. Bottom line, there was a chatzilog vessel, and it was used for chatzilog mayim lasota, chatzilog shemen latoda, and the chatzilog for each ner in the menorah. Now, what about the next measure, the full log? So the Mishnah says, Uvalog hayamode lechol hamenochos. The full log measure was necessary to measure the shemen necessary for each korban mincha. For each korban mincha was composed of an isaron of soles, and for the isaron soles required a log of shemen. Now, the Mishnah says, afilu minchol shel shishim isaron, no sein lo shishim log. If you have a big mincha of 60 isronos, 60 isaron, so you need for each isaron a log, 60 log in, but you measure them one by one with this full log measure, doing it 60 times. However, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov disagrees. He says, no, you never need more than one log. Even if you have, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, afilu mincha shel shishim yisaron, even if you have a huge mincha of shishim yisaron, you only pour in one log. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Mitzora, shenemar, lemincha v'log shomen. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov understands this pasuk to mean that every mincha, no matter how large, requires only one log of shemen, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but rather like the Tanakama, each isaron requires a log. What's this number of 60? We learn more about it later in this Meseches, in Perek Yud Beis. But the halacha is, or the mitzius is, the reality is, that up until 60 isaron, you can mix it with oil and it will be well mixed. If it's more than 60 isaron, you have to divide it into two separate utensils to do the belila, to do the mixing. Now, the Mishnah continues with the other size kelim. It was another keli, another vessel, which was the size of a chatsi hahin, a half a hin. A hin, you remember, is 12 lugin. So the Mishnah says, shisha lapor. The six log vessel was used when we were dealing with a animal, with the mincha, which accompanies the minchas nesachim, which accompanies the cow sacrifice, that required a half hin, which is a six log vessel. Arba olo ayil. The four-log vessel was necessary for the ram. The ram requires shlishis hahin, a third of a hin. A third of 12 is four. Shlosho lakeves. The three-log vessel was, of course, for the sheep, which required a revius hahin, a quarter of 12, which is three. Shlosho umechatsa la menorah. The menorah itself required every day, every evening, 3.5 logim. As we now know from what Rabbi Shimon told his father, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the way you measured it is you took the half log measure and measured out 7 times a half log. And this way, each branch of the menorah had a half log. Shlosho mech lamnora mechatzi log l'chol ner. And the Gemara explains that even in the longest night of the year, in the nights of winter, long nights, that's when you required a half log of shemen to burn all night. And therefore, every ner of the menorah could contain a half log. 7 times a half is, of course, 3.5. Mishnah Dalet continues and says, Ma'orvin niske elim beniske porim. It's permissible to mix the minchas nesachim, which accompanies an ayil, a ram, with the minchas nesachim, which accompanies porim, cows. The reason being because the proportion of shemen, of oil, to flour is equal in the case of both rams and porim. It's what's called belila san shove. The belila, the mixing, is equal. The reason is, then the proportion is 2 logim of shemen for each isaron of solas. The minchas nesachim of a par brought, you brought 3 isronim, but you brought 6 logim. So there were 2 logim for each isaron. For the ayil, you brought 2 esronin with 4 login. So again, 2 login for each isoron. So niske elim, niske porim, if they're mixed together, you can even do it, it would seem from the language of the Mishnah, lechatchila, mix them together. However, niske chavosim ben niske chavosim. when it comes to chavosim, you have a different proportion, because the chavosim, of course, are sheep, lambs. And the minchas nesachim for a keves, there's one isaron with three logim of shemen. So that's a different proportion. That's three logim to one, 3 to 1. And the proportion for Purim and Elim is 2 to 1, 2 shemen to 1 isaron solas. So therefore, you could mix keves with keves, but you could not mix keves with Elim or Purim. Shel yochid v'shel sibur. It's possible to mix the nesachim of kevosim of a korban yochid, an individual's korban, with the nesachim for a kevosim for sheep of a tzibur's korban, because the belila was shoveh, the proportion of oil to solas, to flour, was, in the case of all kevosim, whether shel yochid or shel tzibur, 3 to 1. Shel yom b'shel emesh. You could also mix together the minchas nesachim of a korban brought today with the minchas nesachim of a korban which you brought yesterday, because the halacha is rashai adam lahavi zivcho hayom unesachov la'achar yomim achodim. It's permissible to bring your zevach today, Monday, and to bring the nesachim tomorrow, Tuesday. So if tomorrow you have another korban, so you have Monday's korban and Tuesday's korban, you can bring and mix together the nesachim, keves bekeves, elim uporim with elim uporim. No problem that one is yesterday's and one is today's. Avol, ein ma'arvin niske chevosim beniske porim ve'elim. However, you cannot mix the nesachim from kevosim, where the proportion is 3 to 1, with the nesachim of Purim ve'elim, with the proportion of oil to flour was 2 to 1, not blilos on shava, and therefore they cannot be mixed together. Now, this is how the Bar Tanura explains the Mishnah, which we just learned. There are complications to this perush, but we will follow the Bar Tanura at this point and continue with the rest of the Mishnah. V'im bilolon elu b'fnei atzmon v'elu b'fnei atzmon. Suppose you mix together Purim and Elim in one keli, kevosim in another keli, properly. Didn't mix the two that are not b'lilos and shove together. V'nis arvu, but after the belila, they got mixed together. Even minchas nesachim of kevosim of sheep with minchas nesachim of Purim or Elim. So if they happen to get mixed up, the Mishnah says, kisherin, it's kosher. So lichat chila, you do not mix kevosim minchas nesachim with Purim ve'elim minchas nesachim. However, b'dieved, if they did become mixed up, fine. This is, of course, if they became mixed up after the belila, as the Mishnah just said, im belolon elu b'fnei atzmon ve'elu b'fnei atzmon. The belila was already performed properly, and then they became mixed together, kisherin. But suppose, im ad shelo bolal, suppose the korban mincha, before it was mixed oil with flour, became mixed together, Purim ve'elim with kevosim, posel, then the mixture is invalid, cannot be brought for haktorah upon the mizbeach. Now, some mefarshim say that what we just learned, that im ad shelo bolal posel, this refers to, as the example I gave, kevosim's minchas nesachim mixed with Purim ve'elim's minchas nesachim, where the belila was not equal. And the reason being that since they're not blilos on shove, since the proportions of oil to flour are not the same with kevosim as they are for Purim ve'elim, so each of them will absorb from the other, and they will be either short in the proportion or over in the proportion of oil to flour. But according to this perush, which is the approach of the Tosfos Yom Tov, the one approach that he offers, if Menachos Nesachim Sheblilos on Shove, for example, you have, before you did the Belila, you mixed together the flour from Purim with the flour for Elim, for example, and the Shemen for the two of them, where the proportions are the same, 2 to 1. then b'di'eved it would be kosher. So this phrase imat shelo bolal posel, according to this approach, only applies to mixing minchas niske kevosim with minchas niske porim ve'elim. However, the Tosfos Yom Tov brings another pshat, and that pshat is that even if the menachos involved were b'liloshon shoveh, you had from Purim and from Elim, if they became mixed together before the belila, the taroves, the mixture is pasul, because you have to do the mitzvahs belila, and you can't do a mitzvahs belila when they're mixed together in this way. The first approach is, of course, simpler, but I wanted to share with you the second approach. The Mishnah continues, HaKeves HaBoim HaOmer, the sheep which came with the Minchas HaOmer, which was brought, as we learned, on the 16th day of Nisan, and as the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Va'asisem B'yom HaNifchemes HaOmer, on that day when you wave the Omer, the barley Mincha, on that second day of Pesach, you also bring along with it Keves, a sheep for an Ola. Afal pisha min chaso kefula. Here you have double the size of solas. The pasuk says there in Parshas Emor, it says by yikrach of gimel pasuk yud gimel umin chaso shnei esronim solas. That here, instead of the isaron which was brought for most sheep, as we just learned, in this case the sheep is accompanied by two esronim. So even though there were two esronim, which you would think should require, in the case of a sheep, six logim shemen, because in the case of a sheep, each isaron, which is the case of a sheep, where the minchas nesachim is one isaron, three logim are required. In the case of this sheep, where the korban mincha is two esronim, again, lo hayu nesachav kfulin. You don't require six esronim, but only three. And the Gemara darshens this from a pasuk. The Gemara Menachas Peites Amid Beis. The pasuk reads, "V'niskah yayin." Well, it's written, "V'niskah vav nun samach chav hey." V'niskah yayin reviyas hahin. V'niskah with a hey. But we read it v'nisko. V'nisko means, the Gemara darshens, nisko shel ha-mincha k'nisko shel ha-yayin. The minchas nesachim of the mincha is like the nesachim, the quantity of wine. Just like the wine is a revias ahin, which is three lugin, so to the shemen is a revias ahin, which is three lugin, even though the soles is two esronim. That's the meaning here. Hakeves haboim haomer, afal pishem minchoso kefula. Even though the mincha itself, the solas, the flour, was double the usual quantity, it was two estronim, not just one, but the total amount of nesachim was not double. It was only three lugim and not six. And so we have finished Mishnah Daled, and in the process also completed lesson number 27.